جان.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure and a privilege to share some thoughts with you. You know, seeing it's Mother's Day, I thought I would speak on the woman. If I was to ask you, what book in the Bible is the woman most mentioned? What would you say for the New Testament? Well, it's the book of Luke. Luke mentions a woman 24 times. He mentions the widows 12 times. And he specifically deals with four widows, bringing out that he spoke more about women than anybody else. If you were to go to the Old Testament, what would you say? That's a lot easier. What would be the Old Testament? Would it be Esther? Or would it be the book of Ruth? But the book of Ruth, it speaks of three women. The first few verses gives you a funeral, failure, and a family. And then they find that there is the thought of departure. Because of famine in the land, they thought that God would bless them elsewhere. And then when they got to the place where they were going, they realized that they had left the Lord behind. And then they go back to where they were started off. But one of the great privileges I've experienced in a Christian life coming, I wasn't saved till I came here to this country when I was 26. I'd never really been to the Sunday school, never been to church other than one day when the school closed for the summer. They had a church meeting, so to speak. But I never knew much about the Lord or the Lord's things. And I came and I was a single man. And I didn't know other than my uncle, who was married with five boys in a little two-roomed house. And five of us and myself slept in one room. You could hardly turn around in it. But one of the great privileges I experienced was godly women. And I think if you were being honest with yourself, if you've been in the assemblies of any length of time, you'll realize that there's more godly women than there is godly men. Because I believe that the message of the gospel speaks more to women than it does to men. There would be more women in the church. And I believe, well, I'm not going to say there would be more women in heaven, but when we get to heaven, there's neither male nor female. But one of the great privileges has been with older women. So I thought I would speak a little on an older woman. Now, would you turn to Luke chapter 2?